Okay, the controversy over the port deal raises concern about foreigners owning all kinds of pieces of America, at least in places. As NPR's Eric Weiner reports, it's not for the first time.
Close your eyes and cast your mind back to a bygone era, an ancient time that's difficult for a modern man to fathom. 1988. Japan is an economic juggernaut, swallowing pieces of America like so much Tekamaki, Rockefeller Center, Universal Studios, Pebble Beach. Where will Japan strike next? Screams a typical headline. Well, we now know that those fears were unfounded. Japan turned out to be a toothless tiger. But in the years since, something funny happened, something that doesn't usually make headlines. Other countries have been slowly buying up pieces of America. Clyde Prestowitz is president of the Economic Strategy Institute.
The supermarkets in the U.S. are owned in Holland, and a lot of the hotels in the U.S. are owned in the U.K. And a lot of the semiconductor industry in the U.S. is foreign ownership. I mean, it's very extensive.